This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
He told you at the top of the show, the president is pushing what he says are major gains for the U.S. economy since he took office. Correspondent Kristen Fisher looks at some of the numbers tonight and what they mean.
The night the billionaire businessman won the White House, he made a bold promise to the American people.
We will double our growth and have the strongest economy anywhere in the world.
5 months into his presidency, and while the economy hasn't doubled, it is growing. A point President Trump emphasized on Twitter this weekend. Quote, the fake news mainstream media doesn't report the great economic news since Election Day. Dow up 16%, NASDAQ up 19.5%, drilling and energy sector are way up, says the president, while regulations way down. Now, Fox News fact checks every one of those data points, and all of them are true. The question is, how much of them can actually be attributed to President Trump and his policies?
The financial markets must reflect the confidence of investors and business people, and to some extent, you can give him credit for bolstering their confidence in the economy. But I think pretty much everything else has very little to do with his policies.
The Trump administration has been trying to capitalize on the good news about this growing economy, but their efforts keep being overshadowed by other news. Last week was Infrastructure Week, a jam-packed push to jumpstart the president's trillion-dollar plan to rebuild our roads, railways, and airports. But even his own daughter concedes it was eclipsed by the former FBI director's testimony on Capitol Hill.
Last week, while it didn't get the level of headlines, will ultimately have a much more important impact. We're really focused on why the American people elected Donald Trump as their president.
So this week, the White House will try again with Workforce Development Week and a plan to cut regulations it believes is hurting manufacturing growth.
The bill is passed.
At the same time, Congress is making moves to trim regulations on the financial sector. Last week, House Republicans passed a bill to roll back many of the Dodd-Frank reforms enacted after the financial crisis of 2008. But Congress is still nowhere near passing the massive tax cuts promised by the president, though even that might not shake the markets.
Something happens and it turns out that the government isn't well equipped to deal with it. Then I think that could shatter people's confidence. But for now, they seem to be willing to, like, just enjoy the entertainment and not get freaked out.
Now, the president's overall approval ratings may be at record lows, but his approval rating on the economy is actually much higher, just over 44%, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls.
Well, you know, the thing is, you think about Donald Trump and what he's having to deal with. You know, he's hampered. He has a mainstream media, you know, even as Liz Crookin was reporting earlier, that is so anti-Trump. I mean, they want to do everything they can to, you know, join into the league of Democrats and progressives that have made this into a partisan battle. And at what expense? At the people's expense. Because meanwhile, we're paying for these knuckleheads to be there, supposedly doing the people's bidding. Well, doing the people's bidding by being negative and trying to do everything they can to harass and stop and obstruct, you know, our government. You know, how is that a positive dividend for we the people? I know that some analysts look at it and say, well, his policies haven't done it. Just the idea that you've got somebody, you know, talking about it, you know, bringing it to the forefront is quite encouraging, to where you have people wanting to dream big dreams again. And to me, that's what's exciting, is human ingenuity and human creativity that is being unleashed in this country. And it's being unleashed with no help of the Democrats, who, by the way, created the mess that we're in right now. I mean, they had control for the last 8 years. President's policies and those of Nancy Pelosi and the leadership of the Democratic Party. And here they are. They've made the mess and they're doing nothing to clean it up. And Donald Trump, in spite of their obstruction continues to move the people forward and continues to present the vision of a recovered United States of America and what it would be like for us to have 3% and 4% GDP once again. But it's going to take all hands on deck, and I welcome all Democrats, the ones who created the mess, to join in. Why not? This is Bill Martinez.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's still the vision to get us back on track, but as they say, it's going to require that all hands be on deck. Whatever you can do to move this country forward, you know, it's the proposition simple. It's a binary choice, really, when it comes down to it. You know, are you helping or hurting? Are you adding to the proposition of getting this country back on track, or are you doing everything to trip it up? You know, some people, out of ignorance, because they don't know better, they know little of the history of this country. They are citizens, they vote, but know so little, I believe, sadly, are confused and have been misguided. And I just challenge you to do some work, do some research. Read the U.S. Constitution for one, okay? And go ahead. I dare you. Compare it to other laws of different lands around this country, some that maybe in college, in academia, you were told are so great. And take a look at the comparison. Tell me where you're going to flourish. Now, if you are a person that thinks that everything should be redistributed, that some people have an unfair advantage, and that you want to discount all their hard work and everything they've done, including yourself, for those of you who have gone to school and invested so much, how would you like, you know, your credential to be shared with, you know, other people that didn't work as hard? And the other thing that comes into play, and it's been a challenge for me, and I understand, I'm not necessarily the norm in terms of hard work. I just, you know, my parents instilled that in us. But my observation has been that you have people that are not willing to work as hard, and but they want the pay, you know, as if they earned it. Well, they didn't earn it. The opportunity is here. I mean, we have every day. I mean, even now we've got immigrants, even refugees who come into this country and say, wow, I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity. I miss home. I'd love to be home. But wow, you know, this is the freedoms you have here are just head and shoulders above anything we even thought possible. And, you know, it takes people time to assimilate and understand what America is all about. But once they do, and take advantage of this opportunity, it's incredible. I mean, you hear stories all the time of people coming to this country with, you know, a dear friend who passed away recently who has a restaurant, a very prominent restaurant here in Southern California. And he came to the United States from Russia. He immigrated here. He had nothing in his pocket. I mean, he started out as a dishwasher at a restaurant, went on to own one of the iconic restaurants in Orange County. And he started out, he says, Bill, I think I barely had $500 in my pocket. And so you hear stories like this time and time again. And I don't know of any other country in the land where you can go and have this kind of opportunity. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and it is still a land of opportunity. We're very fortunate right now to bring on Alvin Felsenberg. He is the author of A Man and His Presidents, The Political Odyssey of William F. Buckley, Jr. Give you a little bit of background on Felsenberg. He was a principal spokesman for the 9/11 Commission, Director of Communications for the Joint Economic Committee of the United States Congress. He served under two presidents as an advisor to the U.S. Departments of State and Defense and on the majority staff in the U.S. House of Representatives. He teaches at the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School for Communication and is the author of The Leaders We Deserved and The Few We Didn't. Alvin Felsenberg, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, it's great to be with you, Bill. How are you?
Well, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited about your book and your analysis. I mean, you know, I'm thinking of your background and what you've been able to experience firsthand there in serving the country compared to where we are now. I don't think we're going to be stuck here forever, but this is very uncomfortable. And maybe when it gets uncomfortable enough, the people will rise up and do something about it to get this country back on track and focused on the right things. Because I'm not sure the supposed leadership that we have, you know, in these political offices right now, I don't see anybody coming out to be able to unify and get people out of this muck and mire that we find ourselves in. What do you say?
Well, I say this has been a problem for a few presidencies now. A lot of our issues get pushed back to the next election, which seems to be the only goal policymakers have. I know one thing about William F. Buckley Jr. He was a great believer in separation of power.
Yeah.
He was a great believer of congressional supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the Constitution does say that all legislative power rests with Congress. And regardless of what the president does or doesn't do or says or doesn't do, they're supposed to have a program. And they're supposed to enact a program that's supposed to come to terms with the president who has another branch. But, you know, at the end of the day, they've been working on these issues for a long time. Things could be moving through. Things could be going to Pennsylvania Avenue. He can sign it. He can veto it. He can negotiate. But the standstill we've had, it's not fair to blame it just on this Congress or this president. It's gone on for a decade.
Exactly.
And the result of it is we have what, 1.5%, 2% economic growth? You know, the 3% to 4% growth number that the Congress and the president did set early on, still a little bit less than where we were with Ronald Reagan, but that would solve a lot of the nation's problems.
But the fact that we even have somebody saying that's the vision, that's the trajectory that we're on, I think is a good thing. It gives you some sense of, you know, target, right? We don't want to target at 1.5. Why not target 3% and 4%? Because even if we hit 2%, last time I checked, that's bigger than 1.5.
Well, that's exactly right. And the Republicans have said this a lot, and maybe the Democrats too. Nobody's against growth, but it's time that something was put on the table, something was sent up there and signed or vetoed and tried again. But this has gone on through most of the Obama years. It frankly has been going on since the economic downturn at the beginning of the century. But
exactly.
Here we are.
Well, I guess we're just not in enough pain. I guess we're not in enough pain yet, Alvin, are we? I mean, you know, because pain is a great motivator. If we've had enough of it, then maybe we'll start finding ways to embrace some principles. You know, like any good business, you know, businesses, this is what I love about the free enterprise system is that businesses, when they find themselves losing money, you know, which is the great report card, they start looking back and say, okay, where did we make the wrong turn, you know? What happened to our corporate culture that allowed us to, you know, go down this yellow brick road?
Well, Churchill is a great hero, William F. Buckley Jr., which readers will find in my book. And he used to say that his American friends will always do the right thing at the end after they've exhausted every possible alternative. And maybe we're about there. We'll have to see.
Well, let's talk about Buckley in the early years. You write about from young man to elder statesman. Break it down.
Right. Well, he was born in 1925 and was with us until 2008. In that expansive lifetime, he managed to take what I call the modern American conservative movement from the fringes of what was acceptable public opinion in the country right to the center, one of the two major competitive ideologies of our day, still the case. And that took a very long time of effort. People forget in the 1950s when he burst on the scene, people were talking about a great liberal consensus that all the world's problems had been solved. We'd come out of the Great Depression.
Right.
We defeated Nazi Germany and Imperial
Alvin, we got to pause it right there because we got to go to break. We'll be back. We'll pick it up from right there and talk more about William F. Buckley Jr. on Bill Martinez Live.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America, as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because it is just that important. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking about William F. Buckley, Alvin Felsenberg, his new book, A Man and His Presidents, The Political Odyssey of William F. Buckley, Jr. Alvin, You know, William F. Buckley was an unapologetic conservative. Was he always that way, even from his youth? I mean, I know he's a religious man.
Yeah.
He stayed fixed, and it continued to pay dividends for him in terms of the success in life and, I guess, some peace of mind.
Well, one of the things that bothered him when he was a student at Yale after World War II was when he saw the gradual coming of moral equivalency.
Yes.
Maybe some of us may think of it now as political correctness, but moral equivalency was saying, well, there really aren't that many differences between the great opinions of the world, and if they are, they could be compromised. And he said, no way. Western values are superior. Let me tell you why. Judeo-Christian traditions are more salient to the founding of our country. Let me tell you how that happened and why. These things are not just a choice. These things are eternal truths that guide us. He never strayed from that.
Mm-hmm.
He's very concerned that he saw the elite of the time making accommodations. We hear in the economic world, we heard a lot about mixed economy rather than free market economies. This is supposed to be the legacy of the New Deal, that we're going to have private ownership, but we're going to have excessive regulation and excessive intervention in the marketplace. He wanted to put an end to that. And, of course, in the Cold War, he was relentless in his pursuit of a tough policy toward the Soviet Union. He never wavered. But at that time, as I said, people talked about the great liberal consensus.
Mm-hmm.
And he said who he was at. There have to be strong differences between the parties. And I'm going to push the Republican Party into a rightward direction so the people have a choice between two philosophies. That really was the message, the mission of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this quickly. Students forget today that when they watch television, they see usually one or more conservative talking heads at various panels. We have conservative radio. We have liberal radio, things like that. For years, Buckley was the only conservative out there.
Exactly.
The only visible conservative columnist. He had that column called On the Right. He started in 1961. It took another 25 years before people like George Will were given a column and other voices appeared. So whenever there was a debate on a campus or anyplace else, it was always William Buckley against who?
Mm-hmm.
Against Norman Mailer, the novelist, against Garfield Dahl, the playwright, against John Kenneth Galbraith, the economist, against Arthur Schlesinger, the historian. Now, all of us have colleagues who are famous for punching above their own weight.
Mm-hmm.
But William Buckley was matched against all of them because he was all there was.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an extraordinary amount of courage he had to stand alone and to keep what we would say now, to keep hope alive while he was waiting for recruits. But he went out and found his recruits. I mean, how many columnists start organizations, magazines, political parties? He ran for mayor of New York not to win, but to show that conservatism had viable solutions to what we still call the urban crisis. He talked about decentralizing city government. He talked about eliminating a housing shortage by easing up on rent control, which was creating, to some extent, a housing shortage as houses were going off the market. People were not repairing their houses. They were declining in value. He talked about why cannot a person with a clean driving record and no prison record be allowed to rent space in his automobile to people who wanted to lift. Some of our listeners know that as Uber.
That's right, exactly.
Bike paths in New York City. We never try reliving our open spaces, reworking our neighborhoods, not destroying everything old to make way for highways. These are considered very radical ideas that he ran for mayor, and many of them have come to fruition under people to his left.
Yes, exactly.
Astonishing accomplishment.
Well, there's something about the truth and values that hold the test of time like that. I mean, you know, here it is, as you write in your book, that Buckley, you know, really gave birth, for all intent and purposes, to the conservative movement. How did he define the conservative movement during that era?
Holding truth to eternal truths and eternal values. He did not like Ayn Rand, an extreme form of free market in its raw sense, because he felt that her view of the philosophy of selfishness was contrary to those values. Mm-hmm. Man is created in the image of God, he said, our religion told us. Our religion, and not other religions. Many religions do not say that. And because God created man in the image of God, to strike another person, to treat another person unfairly, is to strike at the Lord. And therefore, the birth of all justice, the birth of all freedom, and even the birth of all democracy that says my vote is equal to yours,
mm-hmm.
And equality before the law, all of these things came out of Judeo-Christian values.
Exactly.
And he said these are not things to be watered down, not things to be compromised. So therefore, you know, a weakened state in the eye of just selfishness is not the goal. And he didn't like the atheism and other things that extreme branches of some of the conservative movement did take on. That's why he fought with Ms. Rand a great deal. On the foreign side, same thing. That strength deters aggression. And that was something that came to fruition within the Ronald Reagan administration. Let me just say, Reagan said that no one did more to create the Reagan presidency than William F. Buckley Jr. He basically was Reagan's tutor, guided Reagan from his days as a liberal, democratic, conservative Republican. Reagan said that about Buckley many, many, many times. And so by the time Reagan was elected, a lot of Buckley's public work was done in the sense of advocating this movement and its goals, and then trying to make it work. So he recommended people to Reagan. He recommended ideas to Reagan. He almost shifted from full-time columnist and commentary on air to a political consultant offstage. Whenever the Reagans encountered a public relations disaster of kind, Buckley was the fire department.
Yeah.
He devised strategies to help them. He got them out of some jams. Mm-hmm. And he even had some ideas about debate as Reagan began to raise his profile.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was the ultimate crisis manager. I mean, his command of media was ahead of his time.
Well, without Facebook, without social networking, let me just say, he occupied every forum you could in the 1950s and 60s. Television, print, radio, ran a magazine, had a newspaper column, wrote countless articles in magazines that were not political. He wrote for Yachtsman, he wrote for Vanity Fair, he wrote for Esquire, he wrote for aviation magazines, wine magazines, cigar magazines. Mm. Why?
Yeah.
Wherever you were, he found you.
Yes.
He didn't only want to talk to conservatives, he wanted to get you in the barber chair. Yeah. Maybe you were reading Vanity Fair, maybe you were reading Sports Illustrated, maybe reading something else. He found you. Mm-hmm. And he found a way in that article to weave his philosophy into it. I didn't even mention some dozen detective books that he wrote. He didn't like the fact, again, that the James Bond that we knew resembled very much his Soviet counterpart. Buckley, again, we're not talking about moral equivalency.
Yes, exactly.
KGB and the CIA do things that we wouldn't want our mother to know about, but for different reasons. And the idea that we just do them, that we're no different from the adversary, is something that repelled him.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alvin Felsenberg, as we wrap things up, yes. One final question. As you went deep into William F. Buckley Jr. in your book, A Man and His Presidents, The Political Odyssey of William F. Buckley Jr., what was there anything that surprised you in your discovery of Buckley?
To which that he went behind the scenes to help Reagan succeed, to help Nancy Reagan strengthen her husband, mm-hmm. to stand strong. I knew his position, but I did not know how active he was as again political operative behind him.
Exactly. Well, Alvin Felsenberg has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. A Man and His Presidents.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R-88 to 350-350.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, scientific exploration and inspiring young people has been a lifelong passion of our next guest. And joining us now is Leland Melvin, a famous astronaut who is the only person to be drafted into the NFL and actually flown in space. Scott, I think this is the first time we've ever spoken to an astronaut who has, been part of the NFL. Okay, this is the first. Melvin is at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. to honor some very special students, the winners of the 25th annual Toshiba and NSTA Explore Vision Awards, okay? That's Explore Vision Awards. Now, the K-12 Awards program encourages student teams to imagine inventive solutions to everyday problems. And this weekend, they're honoring the 8 winning teams and some of the brightest students in the nation. Lila Melvin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. It's great to be online with you and with these incredible, incredible, talented third graders that have built this pretty cool device.
Well, yeah, it must be really neat, you know, to be around, you know, kids like that, because they inspire us older guys, right? I mean, when you're around them and you see what they're able to do, and it gives you confidence that the next generation coming up is going to do just well.
Yeah, our future is in really good hands with kids that are designing things like this to help other kids. You know, we have 4 kids here. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves real quick? Say your names.
I'm Amelia.
Hi, Amelia.
I'm Lucia.
And
why don't you guys tell us how you came up with this project and what it does?
Our project was to create a buoyant T-shirt that can help save the lives of young children because most of the accidental deaths among young children is because of drowning.
Mm.
So we already know that there are life vests, but they're really bulky, like, when you're in the water, they, like, go up to your cheeks or something. And we wanted to, like, make something more comfortable. So we made this T-shirt that can, that has, like, literally the same things as life vests, though it is made of thread and it has little air chambers filled with air, and it's based on plankton.
So, Bill, were you designing things in third grade like this?
No, not like this. I mean, and here you got four wonderful kids like that. I mean, and to think about, you know, a solution like that. So you got a life vest that's not as bulky, convenient, and probably looks absolutely outstanding here, too, right?
Got a little fashion element to it.
Well, of course. You got to have some fashion. I mean, that's what these kids are all about. Okay. So so with these kids there, Melvin, who came up with this idea? Was it a collaborative deal, or was there a one particular individual in the group that did this?
Our mentor kind of came up with the idea to do something to save young children, but we kind of structured the T-shirt, the design, the threads have little air compartments, so in case one gets punctured, there's still more that can keep it afloat. And we did the design based on how phytoplankton stay afloat.
We really have to think about that.
Wow, okay. Well, that's outstanding. Well, so what inspired you to enter the contest and come up with, we already know about your winning invention, but how did you guys get involved with this contest?
Well, my friend told me that, and then I was like, sure.
And then so we just picked. We didn't even know we were going to be picked.
Like, in the beginning of the year, they called each of us up
down to the library, and they was like, you have all, and the, our coach was like, you have all been chosen to be in Toshiba. If you have a choice if you'd like to enter or not. And we all entered.
Wow.
And so there were 5,000 team projects, so to be, you know, down to these final few and these final winners is pretty, pretty an awesome thing that these kids have done.
Yeah.
Exactly. What an honor, you guys. What I'm proud of you to be able to do this. And like I was telling Melvin, that, you know, to have this opportunity and, you know, congratulations that there's a Melvin. I think it's absolutely key, Leland. I should say that you've got, you know, a mentors program. I mean, you know, more and more when we see this interaction happening with these young kids, it's just a, you know, an almost instant success.
And it's great to have mentors, but these kids are going to be the leaders in their schools that will help other kids. So what would you do to help other kids learn more about STEM?
We just, like, try to inspire them to, like, do better in their studies, to, like, try to be in Toshiba. And, yeah, and then if they actually do better, they may have a chance to be in Toshiba.
Right. How many hours a week did you work on this?
We technically work about two hours
every week. We meet every Wednesday at 1:30, then stay till 3:05.
How many weeks?
Two periods.
That's 80 minutes.
Like about 12?
80.
How many weeks?
Worked about 80 minutes per week.
We worked, like, every month since, like, October.
Oh, my goodness. You've been working on this for a long time. Bill, they've been pretty diligent about this.
Yeah, I can tell. And I can tell they're excited. So this is the kind of thing you're going to go back to school and tell the rest of the kids, hey, you need to get involved in this, right, guys?
Yeah.
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 And what
prize
did you get for winning?
$10,000
saving bond,
I guess.
Hey, we're going to breakfast, huh? I can order coffee. Why not here? That's outstanding.
But we don't have the money yet. First place is $10,000. Second place is $5,000. But since we won first place, we got $10,000.
You got the big bucks, huh? All right.
And
well, that's
trip to Washington, D.C., which we're in now.
Oh, my goodness. So what's impressed you most about Washington, D.C.?
Technically everything.
Yeah.
Any one particular thing that you really
like?
My Capitol building.
Chinatown has really pretty buildings.
I just really like being, at least being here, because this is my first time in Washington, D.C., and it's really been a really fun experience.
Great.
And my first time here, I've done stuff that
most kids don't really get to do, so it's really cool.
Well, guys,
tell all your other friends about this, and so they can apply next year and try to be part of this experience.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You have to work hard to get in it.
Now, did you think that you could win? I mean, when you know you're looking at all this competition, were you confident that you could win, or what were you guys thinking as you were competing?
We all really thought we had a 10% chance of winning. We added the 10 because we thought our idea was good, but when we won regional, I just thought, like, okay, since we won regional, we're going to win national. So I didn't even think of what I was going to do if we didn't win national. So, and then we won national.
Well, you all believed in yourself, right?
Yeah.
As a team, you got together, you persevered, you had grit, determination, and, Bill, that's exactly what we need to instill into our kids.
Exactly.
They can do anything they put their mind to. They dream, and they have people that have their back and help them get through it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, Leland, real quick here as we start to wrap things up here, two final questions. Tell us about some of the other winning projects.
Yeah, some of the other projects, there's one called a robotic cleaning bivalve, which goes to the bottom of the Hudson River and cleans up these toxins that are on the bottom of the river. The other one, the BioKT, uses kinetic energy and thermoelectric energy to generate, you know, power for your cell phone, and you wear it as a watch. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Wow, awesome. Now, where can people go for more information? Because they're all excited and encouraged by listening to our winners, our first-place winners on Bill Martinez Live. So where can they go for more information?
So go to exploravision.org, and you can find out more information at exploravision.org, and you'll see these experiments, you'll see these incredible kids, and you'll be inspired.
Hey, well, congratulations, everybody. High fives to you. And we wish you all the best. And, you know, save some of that money, okay? And next time,
if you want to find more about this one, just look at our website.
Just scroll down and go to winners and just
find their website.
Or you can Google Float Keys. We have a website.
No,
you don't find it that easy.
Well,
all right.
Okay, guys. All right. Thank you so much, Leland Melvin. And the first place winners of the 2017 National Explorer Vision. Thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. A recent study by the Program for International Student Assessment, or PISA, on the financial proficiency of teenagers ranked the United States 7th out of 15 countries with regards to financial literacy. The National Endowment for Financial Education, or NEFE, says there is a dual responsibility with parents and schools to educate teens on money matters. Ted Beck, President and CEO of NEFE, on how parents can help teens become money savvy.
The single biggest factor is parental involvement. And so starting at an early age, talk to your children about money, about how you run your budget, how you pay for things, how income works, so that they understand basically the dynamics of the household. And please make it a discussion, not a lecture. And one thing you can do is actually get your child to open a bank account or a credit union account.
For more information on how to help your teen manage their financial future, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Tyler,
time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
It's all about attitude, right? It goes a long way, and what they say is altitude, right? If you have the right attitude, you'd be surprised what kind of heights you'll find yourself at. And that's part of the challenge that we have here in America today. A lot of stinking thinking, what Zig Ziglar would call. And I say, how's that working for you? It makes for a rotten day when the glass is half empty and you're negative about what's going on. And, of course, there's plenty of cannon fodder out there. But I would say protect your minds. Protect your consciousness. Make sure that your thoughts line up with your beliefs, and make sure you know what you believe, all right? Because we're going to get this country back on track. We need you to do the hard. We need everybody. We need all hands on deck, not just people to complain and whine, which isn't to say that complaining and whining, hey, we're a First Amendment type country, so we believe in free speech. But hey, if you're just complaining and whining, that gets kind of old and it grates after a while. I mean, got a legitimate beef, let's talk about it, let's get it resolved, let's move on and get on with life. Why not get this country back on track? With us right now is the Good News Girl. Yes, it is time for Samantha Mills Mao. Still the newlywed, aren't you? You're still a newlywed, even though you celebrated your first. I mean, you can be a newlywed, for 60-some years. I mean, I talked to one gal. She says, well, we're newlyweds. I said, oh, how terrific. I go, how long have you been married? She goes, oh, 62 years. What an attitude, right?
And so,
I loved it, but I especially loved the big takeaway she gave me. Because, when people are married and enjoy this kind of success, especially in this, culture where, everything can be tossed aside. It's, out of convenience and whatever. I said, okay, 62 years, you got to tell me your secret. She goes, oh, honey. She goes, oh, honey. And I loved how she said, oh, honey, let me tell you. She goes, I learned a long time ago, it was better to be loved than to be right.
Oh, I like that.
How's that, huh?
I think that's something that maybe we need to all be reminded.
Is that a T-shirt?
Is that a T-shirt?
Exactly.
T-shirt, bumper sticker, all that good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Except if you're having to be married to somebody who doesn't believe in that and they want to burn the T-shirt, just tell them to make sure it's not on you when they do that.
That's right.
Just teasing. I'm being a smart aleck. You know how it is. Because, Sam, you just bring this out of me. I don't know why you do, but I'm just.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to do
Yeah, really. It's a pleasure to serve. Samantha Mills now, of course, the Good News Girl. You go to her website at BillMartinezLive.com. Her sweet little picture is right there, along with all these stories that we talk about every week, these viral videos. And, you know, Sam, what have we been doing this? We've been doing this for almost a year now, right?
Are we going a little longer than that?
Well, it just seems like we started yesterday, but I'm so blessed, and I get comments from our audience all the time to say, oh my gosh, you know, you just blessed my socks off. And that's what this is all about. It's our gift to you to go out there and, you know, find these things that, you're not going to hear about it in mainstream media, but, you know, you're going to hear it here on Bill Martinez Live and talk about these videos that have taken off. And there is a reason they've become viral. It's because, you know, they're a blessing to people. People really are blessed by, by these stories, you know, these human interest stories that, kind of remind you that after all is said and done in this journey we called life, we're all human beings and we all have our stories, don't we?
We do. And, you know, what's interesting is sometimes the stories I'll share with you, I'll see continued to go viral for 6 months, you know, eight months afterwards, because people are loving them so much.
Exactly.
And, it just makes people feel good.
Well, let's talk about the first feel-good one, which is a Texas family is looking for a stranger who lost his pants. And so I know that sounds kind of funny at the start of the headline, but Sam, fill us in on the details because it is a sweet story. It was a neat deal here. Go ahead.
It's a very sweet story. So Leroy Solis Jr. graduated from MacArthur High School down in Texas on last Wednesday, and he found out from the principal just before graduation that he wouldn't be able to wear what he was wearing, which was jeans, across the stage. And so
he has a gown covering it, doesn't he?
I always thought you could be wearing a bathing suit for anybody cares, but hey, the rules are the rules.
Yeah.
And so he was in a predicament, wasn't going to get to walk across stage, and he had 3 minutes left until he had to line up. Him and his sister walk out to the car to leave, and they run across another young gentleman with his dad, and they switch pants. The guy, he explains his awkward situation. It's a very strange request, but the young man obliges. They switch pants, and he's able to go on stage and graduate. And he doesn't know who he is, so his family's been trying to figure out who he is because, you know, your high school graduation, I've talked about this recently, of all the graduations, that's the one that we all remember, that we all have in common. It's a huge deal to us.
Right.
And, you know, for this young man to agree so quickly to switch pants without any questions asked, I'm just wondering, you know, I guess he kept the jeans and this young man gets to keep those pants. I would keep those pants forever as a reminder of this kind gesture.
Exactly. Either that or the guy's running around, you know, in his underwear, you know, going, hey, I'm in search for my pants if you see this.
That's very true.
Yeah, he's probably liable to run into him at the store. Hey, those are my pants. I want my pants back. Look at me. My underwear is showing. Thank you very much.
I know.
You know? Oh, cool. What a great gift.
Oh, yeah. Especially to do it as spur of the moment. I mean, I can't imagine what he was thinking, have a stranger coming up and trying to explain that he needs the pants that you're currently wearing. And it wasn't a second thought, obviously.
Well, unbelievable. Well, once again, we're reminded better to give than receive. And I'm sure this kid, his family, and the stories will abound. And I'm sure at the next Thanksgiving dinner, they'll go, you know what, Johnny, the reason he's here at dinner without pants is because he gave them away for some kid to graduate. And maybe they'll have a crowd. They'll do a crowdfund me, a fundraiser, so they can get him a new pair of pants. Well, bless his heart. Let's talk about this Illinois man who jumps into a moving car to save a stranger's life. What happened?
Well, you have to see this to really appreciate the significance of how crazy this is. A northern Illinois man, according to the Dixon Police Department, saw a car running a red light. And the police, what was happening was the police car was following this other car. And they didn't know what was going on. And a man named Randy Tompkins was driving his truck the opposite way and saw the car kind of veering into the lane. There was something obviously going on with the driver. He backs up his truck, gets out of his truck, and runs and jumps through the open window of this car as it's rolling down the street. Puts himself in complete danger and was able to stop it while the driver of that car was having a seizure. And, you know, this video is taking off. And, I mean, if you could see what happens, this man must be super athletic to be able to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going, well, what is going on? I mean, how many guys would go and aim for an open window, and how many guys would hit the frame of the car and not the window?
I mean, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly. I mean, obviously this guy knew what he was doing. Well, that, this other one too. I saw this one about a woman's act of kindness for blind Cub fans, and that is going viral. Tell our audience about this one.
This is a really sweet story. Casey Spellman, she's from Indianapolis. She was visiting some friends, in Chicago. When she saw a blind man, she was upstairs with some friends, and she saw a blind man trying to hail a cab. And she said there was thousands of, like, the Cubs game had just gotten out. There's all kinds of people around him, and he just couldn't hail a cab.
Oh.
And it turns out the blind man was Yusuf Dale, who's an assistant U.S. attorney in Chicago. And he's not actually very used to asking for help, but she came down, and he said she asked in just the right way. She was very polite, not condescending at all. And she didn't even have, neither of them had any idea they were getting recorded this whole time. So she goes down and she says, do you need help hailing a cab? And he's like, yes, I would really appreciate some. Because the problem, he's used to getting around. Obviously, this is a very successful man, but
yes.
He said the acoustics were thrown off because there's so many people around. You know, it was very difficult for him to hear what's going on so that he was able to hail a cab more easily.
Well, it's a Cubs game, so like what? They're all going to queue up. I mean, everybody just
right.
Bum rushes these lines for taxis. I mean, how would you know a taxi would even stop? I mean, with all the cacophony of noise and people there and all that. So, well, bless his heart. When she found out he was an attorney, she took his cab.
Isn't that amazing, though? They didn't even ever exchange names. They were never going to know each other or anything about each other. But a young man named Ryan Hamilton had witnessed the whole thing, and he was just very touched by the gesture.
Because
she came down and went out of her way. She stayed with him and kind of held his arms and just talked to him up till they got a cab. And it's just a very beautiful, touching moment.
Exactly.
And the man who posted it actually said, in a time where the media tries to divide us, it's good to remind each other of stuff like this. So I want everybody
how united we are. But we still enjoy attorney jokes, because attorney's life matters, I guess. So.
That's right.
We have a new cancer drug that's so effective against tumors. The FDA approved it immediately. Are you kidding me? The FDA doesn't know anything about immediately, but I guess in this case, different, huh? What happened?
So this new cancer drug is overwhelmingly helping shrink or eradicate tumors in patients whose cancer has resisted every other form of treatment, which is just amazing. And this drug is called Keytruda, and there was patients with pancreatic, prostate, uterus, or bone cancer, and 86 of them took the drug. 66 of them had their tumors shrink substantially.
Wow.
And then 18 of them had them disappear altogether with no sign of returning, which is just amazing. And so these people are able to take this drug, and it's just making all, it's going by their DNA is what it's able to do and target anywhere in the body. So it's definitely something worth looking into.
Got to keep an eye on that. And then for more information, of course, go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live. And Sam, if they want to be in touch with you, how do they do that?
samscorner.bml@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your stories.
Well, Sam, thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing. And there was one story, too, that we didn't get a chance to talk about that will be on the website, and that's a Little Caesars staff saves tips for months to send a Nigerian coworker home to see their family. A neat gesture and a great story there that you'll enjoy as well. Samantha Mills-Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591. Maybe.